Thank you, Madam Chair, the members of the Subcommittee for the Prevention of Torture. On behalf of Switzerland, I would like to thank you for inviting us this afternoon to meet you and update us on your latest activities. Switzerland has a long-standing commitment to place the fight against torture and ill-treatment at the forefront of its foreign policy priorities. We are engaged in this fight by your side, by supporting your work and the work of others, like the CTI Initiative, the Global Alliance for Torture-Free Trade, or the UN Voluntary Funds for the Victim of Torture, just to name a few. This is not to forget that in the field of prevention, NPMs play a crucial role, as you know perfectly. But NGOs and civil society organizations also have a role to play, and we believe in the creation of synergies between all these actors. At the same time, as we say in French, money is the nerve of war. This is why we announced last year a substantive increase of our contribution to the Voluntary Fund of the Victims of Torture, and we are currently exploring the possibility of an additional voluntary contribution to the OPCAT Special Fund. I'll have a question for later, but I wanted to say first a few words on the treaty body strengthening process and the liquidity crisis. As you know, Switzerland has been engaged in the TBS process for quite some time, and we are very well aware of the complexity of this process, which is why every step in the right direction needs to be welcomed. One of the key pillars of the TBS process is the harmonization of the working methods. Switzerland is particularly committed to make that pillar progress, and we welcome the recently proposal by chairs of the committees to set up a coordination mechanism to harmonize the work of the treaty bodies. We believe that this mechanism could also play a role to increase the predictability of the review process. Such a mechanism has to be, however, implemented within the financial and operational constraints characterized by the liquidity crisis, which we all know is not going to get away too soon. As much as Switzerland believes that the UN regular budget must be the main source of funding of the treaty body system, we must adapt our approach to reflect the situation globally and recognize that some things can be done without increase of funding, even on the question of predictability. This can be done by prioritizing areas that can deliver results with limited resources. Identifying those areas was one of the goals of the informal meeting we organized last year in December, together with the Geneva Human Rights Platform and OHCHR, four members of the treaty bodies, representatives of states and special procedure mandate holders. This informal meeting offered a space for in-depth discussions, sharing of good practices, and frank exchanges on challenges and opportunities within the treaty body system. And we have the intention to replicate such a meeting this year in order to keep on working on concrete solutions for the way forward. And if there is a Q&A session afterwards, I'll keep my question for later.